This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. That's exciting.
That sucks.
I kind of wish it was the first hour because I have a lot more to get to. I have a lot more. Don't forget, Ask Dr. Jesse tomorrow. Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Doesn't have to be political. It can be anything, but it can be. This guy said, why are people not talking about the number one reason to oppose Trump for a second term? He will be a lame duck the minute he'd be elected. Yes, it'd be great to have him win again, and that would last for a week. Then what? Ron DeSantis would have re-election in 4 years to keep his head in the game. Electing Trump is a strategic mistake. His name is Reed. I liked one-term presidents. I think they should all be one-term presidents. Look, if you have negatives to say, I get that. There are plenty of negatives to say about any of them. How long do we need him? Plus, let's do consider Trump's age. I don't know that we want two more terms. I realize he's in good health. His energy seems good, and I'm glad about that. The fact he doesn't drink probably helps a lot. I've always thought that that helps. But Father Time's undefeated, right? Father Time's undefeated. Dear El Jespo, this one's titled The Reason People Compare You to Russia. Oh boy, here we go. He said, Dear El Jespo, what, Chris? It's fine. You are right to acknowledge there will only ever be one Rush Limbaugh. However, there is a reason people continue to compare you to him, and you should humbly acknowledge that as well. Like you, Rush had a way of zigging when other talkers zagged. He looked at things from a different angle that only he could do with his talent on loan from God. You do that as well. You know the communists like every square inch of your glorious symmetric. Oh, I'm not going to say that. And you say what many of us already know and think instinctually, but are unable to articulate as eloquently as someone who attended community college. You're not Rush, but you're a type of Rush that only comes along once in a blue moon. I'm a trucker. I listen to a lot of talk. There's been a void since he passed. Not until I discovered you has it been filled. That's about the nicest freaking email anyone's ever wrote. He says, not to be totally positive, sometimes your voice trails off at the end of a sentence and I miss the last couple words. Chris, does my voice trail off? You know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to overcompensate at the end of every sentence. What, Chris? I'm going to overcompensate at the end of every sentence. I can totally see me doing that. I'm such an idiot. That's totally something I would do. Seth in St. Louis, go.
So I'm pretty adventurous there, promo code Jesse, when it comes to food. And I've done alligator, rattlesnake, frog legs. So I go to this fancy restaurant, and they have turtle soup. Okay, so I ordered the turtle soup, and it comes in a bowl, which is the shell.
Oh.
And I take a bite of the meat. I know. The optics of it alone was pretty weird. Oh. So I take a bite of the sip of the soup. It doesn't taste that good. But I bite into the meat, and it's the scaly legs. You know what I'm talking about? The scales?
Oh.
It was disgusting.
I didn't even know they put the scaly legs. And so I knew turtle was big. Isn't it Japan? I think it's Japan where turtle's big. What, Chris? Can you people eat turtle? Does it count as a shellfish? It's not a fish. No, I'm serious. Jews can't eat turtle? Why? Okay, it's not. Can't you make it kosher? Don't you do something? Don't you have to have a rabbi bless it or something? That's not how that works. It can't be made kosher. You're lost, Chris. No scaly flippers for you. Travis in Idaho, go.
Yeah, so I came home one day. We had a tight couple of weeks, been eating a lot of top ramen. My wife tried to surprise me by having some New York steak dinner ready for me. She had a marinating on the counter.
Oh.
Came, welcomed me, and so she went back into the kitchen, started freaking out. I went in there. What's wrong, babe? She couldn't find the steaks. We looked around for a second, looked over. My dog is sitting on the couch like a boss, licking his lips. Ate all four New York steaks. Almost had dog steaks for dinner, let me tell you.
That's the funniest. Those idiot dogs. My dog does this too. Only he knows he's going to get in trouble if he gets caught begging. We don't let him beg.
So what will happen is we have this island in the kitchen, just this little island in the kitchen. He'll go to the opposite side of wherever anyone's standing. And then you look, and because my dog's an idiot, all you see is his nose sticking over the top of the counter as he's trying to locate whatever's on there. Oracle, I was sad to see the 3rd U.S. Army Infantry Regiment posted a diversity is our strength post in regards to Black History Month on their Facebook page. I look out over the hundreds of stones at Arlington National Cemetery. I can't tell who was what color, male or female, or who their God was. I see Americans who fought and died for me. To see the sentinels of the Tomb of the Unknowns fall to the communists hurts. His name is Steve. Yeah, they hurt you on purpose, brother. Remember that. Always remember. Why are they taking over this, like the military? Why are they taking over the military? Why can't they just leave the kids alone? Why can't they... They take over these things because they're sacred to you. Because they're things that matter to you the most. Honestly, why would a drag performer want to dance in front of children? What do you gain? I don't know what you'd gain out of being one anyway, but if you are one, what do you gain by dancing? Why? Because you love your kids. Because kids are precious to you. Remember, the humiliation... It's part of the ritual, humiliating you, degrading you. This is part of what it is. It's part of what it's always been. This is how they operate. Real quickly, before we get to these food calls again, you know one of my favorite sayings, the system takes care of its own, how all the corrupt pillars work together now, and one of the reason people in government will do things that appear politically suicidal or career suicide is because they know they will be cared for by the system as long as they prove themselves to be good, loyal servants of the system. People have been wondering for 2 years why Liz Cheney would end her political career. You're the Cheney family, part of American political royalty, which it's sad we even have that, and now you just decide to become this frothing at the mouth Trump hater, which... Everyone hated. You became a Democrat. And it was very clear that in a state as red as Wyoming, that she was going to get bounced as the congressman up there. And by the grace of God, she did. Harriet Hageman is their current one. And I love her. I love Harriet. She's wonderful. I met her. She's just a wonderful person. But anyway, Liz Cheney, people wondering, why would she do this? I don't understand. Why would you do this? Why would you do this? Headline. Liz Cheney lands on her feet. This is from the Daily Wire. With a gig at the University of Virginia. These people don't fail. Jen Psaki, when she got done lying for Joe Biden for 2 years, she didn't go to the unemployment line. She went and got a lucrative cable news gig. Liz Cheney, when she got bounced in her election, she knew she was going to get bounced long before the election, but she got bounced anyway and she lost. Why wasn't she worried about that, though? Why wasn't she worried? She knew the system would care for her in one way or another. Maybe that's cable news. The university system is often used for this. You see so many of these people. Joe Biden did this at one point, too. Well, I was a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. They understand you just have to get out and get to other communist fortresses, and they'll care for you there. Okay, I was kicked out of this fortress. But there's another communist fortress, and I've been a loyal servant. Will you take me in and feed me? These people get out and they go on the lecture circuit for universities. You know what's crazy? They'll pay these people something like $100,000, $200,000, $500,000 for a speech. The university will. You go give one speech and you're set for, well, I guess it depends on your lifestyle. I was going to say a couple years, but these people probably not, probably a couple months. But still, that's freaking amazing. All right. More of your worst food experiences and a bear. You know I like to give you survival tips whenever I can. It's important. The National Park Service is out there trying to give you survival tips about bear attacks. Well, I come from Montana where grizzly bears will kill people every year. Every year they will hunt people down and kill people. It's really, really terrible. If you don't want to die, you better stay buckled up for this next segment, all right? And then your food calls. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC. Yeah, business.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm going to teach everybody how to survive a bear attack the same way. I don't know why you're shaking your head, Chris. Chris is still dismissive. You know what? Dismissive isn't even right. Not sufficiently appreciative of that time I taught everybody how to survive a saltwater crocodile attack. You see, these crocodiles, what are they used to? They're used to, when they're coming at you, they're used to you swimming away to try to get out of their jaws. It's how God made them. So reverse psychology, the crocodile, don't try to get away. Try to dive into the mouth and then choke him from the inside out. He's not expecting it. His body isn't even made up that way. The same principle applies, by the way, to a bear, a grizzly bear. They say, oh, you know, you're supposed to make sure you hang up your food far away from your campsite and make sure you wear a bell, get some bear spray, get a 44 Magnum. Those are all the basic things they try to teach you about bears. And they also try to tell you to play dead. Well, they're on to that now. They know you're not dead. Don't try to play dead. Run at the bear. The bear isn't used to that. He's not ready to be intimidated. It's going to mess up his tiny, stupid bear brain. Run at the bear. And like the old saying goes, you don't need a huge caliber to kill a bear. All you need is a .22 to shoot your buddy in the knee with. And then you take off running and he dies. You live to see another day. Always remember these helpful tips. It is funny. The transportation minister of Greece just resigned in disgrace because there was a big train wreck. And ours, of course, doesn't resign. No one in our government resigned. Remember when no one resigned after Afghanistan? Not one person. Not one general resigned after Afghanistan. You know why? You know why do they resign in Greece, but nobody in our government resigns? Why? Well, in Greece, there's still some pride left in their nation. And I realize Greece has all kinds of problems. Why is there pride left in their nation? Well, they're taught this in school. They're taught to be proud of their history. And there's all kinds of cool Greek history, is there not? They're taught to be proud of their history. And therefore, by the time you get into government, you have this sense of patriotism. But we don't have any of that anymore. Because I take that back. Our leadership doesn't have any of that anymore. You have plenty of that. Since kids today are taught from a very early age that America sucks, and then as they advance through school, America sucks worse, and it sucks worse, and it sucks worse, and then you go to college, and then they tell you, not only does America suck, but you should dedicate your life to burning it down. So eventually, when you're in charge of something, and that something goes poorly, you don't resign. You don't care. You've been taught to not care. That's why nobody resigns in this government. Danielle in Colorado, what's your worst food story?
It's Daniel, Jesse, and it's an honor. So I used to live in Conifer, Colorado, up in the mountains, and in a cabin they don't have, you know, plumbing, so there's an outhouse you got to go outside and use. Well, in the middle of the night, it's the last thing you want to do is go out in the cold and use that outhouse. So there's a thing called a thunder mug, and you use it in your house to do number one, number two during the night, and then you get rid of it in the day. Well, 30 years goes by, we've been using this, and I'm going to get rid of it. Somebody in the valley says, I'll take it. I said, sure, fine. Year goes by, same gentleman going to have a picnic. So he's going to make his famous chili.
Oh.
So we show up, my dad, my brother. Yeah, everybody's eating the chili, and I go to get some. I look, and it's in that porous ceramic thunder mug that my family has been defecating in for the last 30 to 40 years. Needless to say, we didn't eat the chili.
Daniel, that is the most hilarious, horrific story I think I've ever heard in my entire life. Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh. I'm just cringing over here. What in the world? Robert, Kansas, go.
So, Jesse, I love rack of lamb. And my wife decided that she was going to buy me some rack of lambs for Friday or for Father's Day. And so Father's Day finally came along and she's preparing it, and I see these two perfectly prepared racks sitting on the cutting board. And I think to myself, can I trust my wife with these two perfect pieces of meat? And the answer is obviously no. I mean, I'm the grill master. So I decide that I'm going to help her out, and I'm going to cook these racks of lambs for her. So I start my grill, and I baste them with olive oil and rosemary and fresh garlic and salt and pepper. I take them out to the grill, and I put them on in there, and I hear the fresh searing, and my mouth begins to water. And so I close the grill, and I go inside to make the mint jelly glaze that's going to go over the top of the meat. And then something happens with my children, and I get distracted. And I know, Jesse, that world-class authors don't get distracted, but for us common folks, we do. Mm-hmm. And I got distracted. But it's Father's Day, and so I handle the situation with my kids, and I'm feeling triumphant because I've conquered the situation with my children, and then I remember the grill. And I run outside, and I open the grill, and it's a raging inferno.
Oh!
And so risking third-degree burns, I reach in and I grab the racks of lamb off the grill and I put them on the plate. And I'm looking down at these two charcoal pieces of meat. And I'm not going to be denied. So I go inside and I begin to scrape the charcoal off, thinking that there's got to be some edible piece of meat in there somewhere. And I can't find any, but I'm still not going to be denied. So I decide to take a bite anyway. And I've never, I didn't know what Matchlight Chark Kingsford tasted like, but I think I probably would have been better off eating charcoal that night.
Gosh, that hurts, back man. Off. Oh, that hurts. We did that one time, not quite as bad, to a beef tenderloin, which we'll get like once a year at Christmas time because it's so much money. Man, you overcook one of those bad boys. I overcooked it one time. I think it was like a $70 piece of meat or something like that. And we overcooked it. Oh, I wanted to cry. All right, we'll get to some more of these. But we're going to get to Joe Biden has a plan. And a couple emails, then we'll get to some more of these. Speaking of food, I do have good news. You see, in the future, after they collapse the entire economy of the world, and once the enviro-communists continue getting their way and we start losing power for long periods of time, and all this is going to happen. If you don't believe me, take a look at South Africa. It's already coming to various parts of the world. The good news is we'll be eating better than burnt racks of lamb. You know why we'll be eating better? Because the Jesse Kelly Show family, all the anti-communists, we will all have emergency three-month food kits from My Patriot Supply. Now, I'm not going to worry about burning mine. Clearly, he needs to worry about burning his, but you need to go get yours. In all seriousness, everyone in your home needs emergency three-month food kits. Now, if you already have 3 months worth of food, that's fine. Don't worry about it. But if you don't, they have them ready to go, man. They ship fast and free and anonymous, and you got to have one of these. Buy it and stash it, and please don't tell anyone about it. Please, keep it quiet. Don't tell me. Keep it quiet. $200 worth of free survival gear right now when you go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Everyone in your home needs one, all right? What's Joe Biden going to do to tackle COVID fraud? Hang on.
He said, let me go and ask my wife.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Jesse, on a recent show, you were busy making excuses as to why it would take too much of your precious time to record an audio version of your not yet but very soon to be best-selling book. I know you've got so many other important things to do between all the fishing trips, dove hunting junkets, and rooftop tequila swinging tours to New York City. So I'd recommend that you let Chris record the book. That way you can continue your pink flower, world-famous author, part-time radio host lifestyle while proving to the world once and for all that your imaginary friend is real. Or would it just be 14 hours of silence? Chris, do you think it's 14 hours to do one of these audiobook things? You know they're riding me about this thing? I told you that, didn't they? No, here's the thing, Chris. Everyone knows why you want to do it. Money. All right. I understand that. Money. One, I don't even know that they pay you to record it. I'm sure they probably would. I know you'll find a way to, you'll find a clause in the contract to get to, I get that. But this might be the only book I ever write because I don't like writing. It was just one that I felt the need to write. I just felt very strongly about the subject. I have to do if I do an audiobook, don't I have to do the audio version of the news? I think I do. I think people would be disappointed if they didn't hear my what'd that guy call it? Melfus? If people didn't hear my Melfus voice, then they would be disappointed. What, Chris? The audio version of the cookbook? I'm not doing a cookbook, Chris. I don't know how to make anything. Joe Biden seeks $1.6 billion. You'll love this. To tackle COVID relief fraud. So, in order to tackle the fraud, I just want to make sure I have this right. The government, they told you you couldn't go to work. They destroyed your livelihood. They destroyed the value of the dollar. After they shut you down, Republicans and Democrats started passing massive bills and printing huge amounts of money to try to artificially keep the economy going after making you go home from work. And of course, because it's the government, there's a gigantic amount of fraud that comes with it. And having destroyed the value of your dollar and my dollar and destroyed your business, now they want to come and take more taxpayer money to track down all the other taxpayer money of ours they lost. Do I have that correctly? How many times have we talked about us being a late stage republic and how this is the looting of the treasury stage? It very obviously is the looting of the treasury stage. Man, what a sad state of affairs. You know what? I want to hear about your bad food experiences. That's what I want. Karen, Idaho, go.
I was in college. And I went to a deli and had a sandwich with mayo. I got wretched food poisoning. And I was so sick, I had to go to the hospital and was on IV fluids. I had put a note on my apartment door saying where I was. And this guy, David, that was pursuing me, he worked at a pizza place. He saw the note. Didn't know why I was at the hospital. He personally delivered a pizza to me.
What a stud. Karen, please tell me you gave David at least one date after this.
I had food poisoning. I had no desire to eat a pizza.
Karen, I know you didn't have a desire to eat the pizza, but let's be honest. I've had food poisoning and dysentery. That's the skinniest I've ever been. You were probably a knockout by the time you walked out of that hospital. You didn't give him one date?
I was already dating somebody else.
Oh, Karen. David earned that date. David earned it. You could tell by her laugh. She was a dime, too. You can tell. David, think how hot Karen was. Think how hot Karen is. You see a note on her door and you drive to the hospital to see her. She must have just been smoking hot. Dang it, he didn't even get a date. I'm sick. And David, if you're listening, I love you, brother. Karen was wrong. David in Georgia. Maybe this is him. David, are you the one who brought Karen a pizza and then got stiffed?
No, not me, but I could have taken her one. Hey, I had a bowl of ice cream one night for my bedtime snack, and about halfway through it, I thought I found some coconut, but then I realized it was cookie cream. Turned out to be a fingernail.
Oh, so
that wound up for a while.
David, now I'm going to ask a question that I'm not sure I want to know the answer to, but do we know whose fingernail it was? Because this matters.
It was not mine, and it was not my wife's, and nobody else lived here.
Okay. So, well, that's basically the worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Al in Denver, go.
Yeah, two things. One is I've eaten dog, and it tastes exactly like you think it's going to taste.
Ugh.
And the other thing is I was a police officer, and my duties took me to the state prison. And while I was there, the inmates offered me lunch. Well, I'm not stupid, so I didn't eat it. But as I was playing with the mashed potatoes, I pulled out a pubic hair.
Oh, gosh. Well, at least you were savvy enough to not eat it. Mike in Mississippi, go.
I think he totally mistimed the crocodile hunt, because how sweet would that picture be with a crocodile vest on the inside liner of your color adult color book you got? I don't think you're going to do an audio version of an adult color. But anyway, I'm on the bus down in Mexico City all day long waiting for touring around, and I had already been bragging that I would eat anything and anything, and we hadn't been fed, so they finally pull over, and a little kid comes running up to me and offers me some kind of meat on a stick. So I popped him how many ever pesos he wanted, threw it in my mouth, and started chewing and chewing and chewing. And I finally got it down, and I turned around, and everybody on the bus is hanging out the window looking at me. And I just instinctively said, "What was that?" And they said it was iguana. Oh. And with iguana wasn't bad. The worst thing was later on, they gave me some kind of fruit that tasted like you had set a tire on fire and stomped it out with a muddy boot. It was the worst thing. I still don't know what kind of fruit it was. So.
What, Mike, who wanders around Mexico City eating whatever he's offered? You know what? Actually, that's probably not fair, because we went down to Tijuana when I was in the Marines. Hey, Marines, listen to me. You Marines in San Diego, don't do this. Tijuana's a different place now, okay? It wasn't that safe back then. It's a war zone now. I really mean that, Devil Dogs. You stay home. Don't go down to Tijuana. But we, of course, went down to Tijuana because we never follow the rules. And they serve what I still say to this day are the best hot dogs I've ever had in my life. They have these vendors for a dollar. You come out, and they're just all over the sidewalks. And it's a hot dog wrapped in bacon, but it's all raw. I want to be clear about this. It's all raw, and they just throw the hot dog that's wrapped in bacon right there on the grill, and they're grilling it up in front of you, and you walk up to them and hand them a dollar when you've had a couple beers, and it was really good. But my buddies did bring up several times, and I brought it up too. Are we sure that we're dealing with, I mean, hot dogs are shaky enough. Do we know what kind of meat we're eating here? And then we just decided it's probably best to not ask any more of those questions. We will run through the rest of these calls and then talk about Walmart. And then we get to headlines I didn't get to. And then it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday time. And wait a minute. We're only 15 minutes away from the show. You know what that means? That means I'm about an hour away from laying down on my MyPillow 2.0. And when you lay down on your pillow tonight, it's probably comfortable. Maybe you even have the original MyPillow. So, okay, so it's mega comfortable. But does it have temperature regulating thread? Because mine does. My MyPillow 2.0 has temperature regulating thread. You probably wondered, I certainly did, how they were ever going to improve on the first one. Well, that's how they did it. I hate waking up hot. And I really hate waking up with my head hot. You've been there with your hair sweating and matted to the side of your face. Why not get something better from a company that fights for us, shares our values? Let's put our money where our morals are, huh? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, all right? MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code Jesse, you get a MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com promo, Jesse. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All Portland Walmart stores to permanently close in late March. Aw, that's too bad. Now, you know what really genuinely sucks? It sucks for the people who do vote the right way in Portland, but this is coming for places like San Francisco and Portland and Chicago. Chicago was a business mecca because of its location. It's seen businesses just flee. But the voters don't change. They go vote Democrat every single time, and they'll continue to vote Democrat until it's painful enough for them to take some ownership and make some changes. So you know what? I'm actually happy about this. I'm thrilled about it. Clearly the pain is not bad enough yet for people to look in the mirror and say, maybe it's me. Clearly it's not bad enough yet, so they got to keep going. Oh, by the way, you see Heavy D out there taking a little shot at old Trump.
We had personnel working for us who believed in the mission, and anybody who didn't, if anyone tried to leak or do anything, we got rid of them. And really, for the last 4 years, I didn't have a single leak in my administration. And you could have the best vision in the world, make the best decisions as the executive. If you don't have people that will carry out that and implement it, then it's not going to amount to very much. So we had that. So when I would come out and announce our next step, people could take it to the bank. That would be executed quickly, and the results would follow.
Ooh, it's getting spicy out there now. Everyone knows what's happening. They're circling each other. Trump's being a little more brazen, but that's a shot at Trump from EVD. Good, as it should be. Go fight. Earn my vote. Mike, Colorado, go.
Hey, Jesse, what's going on, man? My story is about my buddies and I who had been working on a boat. We went to breakfast in Key West, and we had been drinking the night before a lot, and I hate it when people vomit around me, so I'm always trying to mitigate that. And my buddy ordered a drink, like Sprite and orange juice, and he had been drinking. I could tell he was hurting, and I just noticed a little hair on his drink, and I thought maybe I could just grab that and just kind of keep him from getting sick. And I went to grab the hair, and just this was a long hair, and it was wrapped around all the ice.
Oh.
And I went to pull it out, and it just all the ice started coming out of the drink, and then within 1 second, everybody was noticing what I was doing, and he just started dry heaving and ran out of the front of the restaurant and just ended up vomiting all over in the front of the restaurant. And I was like,
that's so bad. Oh crap, I hung up on him on accident. Dang, that was a good story too. Sorry, Mike. Not the same Mike, a different Mike. We have a lot of Mikes that listen to the show. Mike in Washington, go.
Yeah, Jesse, I was in school and I had 5 roommates. We lived in a big house, and one time one of my roommates said, hey, let's make some pizza for these guys. It was a Friday night, and I had a golden retriever at the time, and I had some canned dog food, and I said, well, let's put some of this canned dog food on the pizza.
Whoa.
And we did it. We put it on the pizza, and then we realized, well, we don't have a whole lot of other pizza fixings for later. So we went to the store to get more pizza fixings, and in that time, my other roommates came home with their girlfriends, and we had gotten back with the other pizza fixing, and we looked at the pizza, and it was like almost gone, and we started asking my roommates, what happened to the pizza? And they said, well, the girls were getting hungry, so we gave them some pizza, and then we started laughing, and we told them what we did, and then they have a look of shock on their eyes. And then we all started laughing. The girls were like, what's going on? Oh, nothing.
Oh, that's terrible, dude. All right. Focus. FBI threat tag created after the Supreme Court Dobbs ruling shifted focus on pro-lifers, the whistleblower says. I know you already know this because we talked about it a lot. I just want to make sure I reinforce how horrific it is what's happening right now. The Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade. Because the communists love to murder babies, they view that as a holy sacrament. They freak out. So in response to Roe versus Wade being overturned, the communists who currently occupy your DOJ and FBI chose to take it out on pro-lifers and started sending FBI SWAT teams to people's homes in full tactical gear. Have you even wrapped your mind around how corrupt and evil and frankly illegal that is? But that's where we are. Now are you starting to understand why I tell you, get to a red state, make it redder. And if you're running one of these red states, listening to me, my voice right now, you need to be shifting the focus of your state police, shift their focus into a let's stand up to the federal government focus, all right? We are going to need it in the future. It's going to be ugly out there. You need to focus on protecting your home title for the time being, because it's not just that they hack into your home title. This is what sucks, because I don't even know how to hack anything. it's easy for them. It's not difficult. It takes them less than 10 minutes once they find it because it's in the cloud. They hack it. They forge your signature on it. It will look real. And then they go loan shopping. They go to, how many lending institutions are there? A lot. And they'll find as many as they can, and they'll take loans out against your home. You will start getting late notices in the mail, and you'll think they're junk mail. Oh, look at this spam, and you'll throw it away. But it's real. And then one day it's an eviction notice, and you're having to explain to your wife why you're being evicted. But that's okay. You can just tell her you didn't go to hometitlelock.com/Jesse and sign up. I'm sure she'll be understanding. You can just avoid all this and go right now to hometitlelock.com/Jesse. All right? hometitlelock.com/Jesse.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
More than half of the world's 8 billion people will be fat by 2035. There's no way half the world's population are feminist. Passenger speaks out about plummeting flight from Austin to Frankfurt. Sure have been a lot of these incidents in the air recently. Weird how they coincide with running out a bunch of pilots and stewardesses for a vax mandate and then hiring a bunch of diversity hires. Huh, that's odd. That's okay. I'm sure it'll all work out fine. Senator Tim Scott expresses, don't care, it's Tim Scott. U.S. House votes to block ESG investment rule in the latest culture war salvo. I only read this because salvo is such a great word. It makes me think of like an artillery barrage. All right, well, we're going to have some salvos tomorrow. I actually don't know if that works for the show, but I wanted to use it in some way, and that's the best I could come up with. But either way, it's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. Get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We will have fun. We will laugh. They don't have to be political. I don't care what they are. Let's just have fun. Sound good? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.